Welcome back to His Time. It is Friday, January 24th. I'm thinking it might be a full moon today. It's just a little crazy around here. But I'm Eddie Bates, your host, and it is good to be with you on this Friday morning. Joining us by phone this morning, our guest is Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. I think it's the full moon. It's been crazy the last couple of days.
Pretty much so. Anything that has an on or off switch on it around here does not want to go on. So,
okay.
Including me. I seem to be missing the mark, just like some of the technology. It's only as good as the operator, yeah. I suppose. Well, how are things going with Lutheran Church Charities today?
Well, we've been busy. The last couple of days, we deployed dogs out to Purdue University yesterday because of the shooting from there. And then after that shooting took place there a couple of days ago, there was a stabbing of a 14-year-old girl with her half-sister, who was 11, stabbed her to death. And they were they went to one of the Wells Lutheran schools. So we were called in with comfort dogs into both those situations and are active in both of those situations now. So, and we had Washington tornadoes. So tornadoes and those type of disasters, there's crises. So we've been very busy trying to bring that mercy and compassion of Christ into places that people are hurting.
Wow, you have been very busy. It seems like there's just one after another. There's always some sort of tragedy. Always some sort of need for comfort and mercy.
Yeah, and you know it's because of the number of the recent ones and the type of them. You know, this is a little bit different. You know, in a lot of these cases, these are students hurting other students, and you know, I talked to the. I got a message from one of our secretaries at one of our Lutheran churches in Lansing, Illinois, whose daughter is at Purdue, and she was in the English class the period before this took place, where the shooter was two seats in front of her. I mean, she knows him. And so she's, you know, what hits her is he must have had the gun on him at that time, because he went from that class to the next class and then it happened. And so students, you know, how do you protect it happening when it's a student to a student? You know, it's not like somebody from the outside trying to keep them from coming in. I mean, these are inside, and we've had a number of those. So what happens to students, no matter whether they're college or high school or even grade school, you get fearful that, you know, somebody sitting around you could all of a sudden explode and something can happen. And so you start living in the fear. And you know, that's not a good place to be. And as Christians, you know, perfect love casts out fear. So, you know, it's helping people say, you know, I don't know why these things happen, but, you know, you can't live in fear. And during that time, be sure to spend time with people. Talk with people, because I think a lot of these are triggered because of situations where they feel bullied or they feel ignored or they don't feel appreciated. You know, the stabbing was a case of the one girl did not feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. And took it out on her 11-year-old sister and stabbed her to death for 30 times.
Wow.
So, you know, it's I hate to say it's more and more the world we live into, but it ends more and more the need for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be out there to, in a hurting world, and a world that is so sin-prone.
And you're right. It is a hurting world that so desperately needs that gospel of Jesus, that love of Jesus, that the good news of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. And the folks at Lutheran Church Charities, not just the people, but also the dogs.
Dogs are the bridge.
Yeah, they're out to make
dogs are the bridge,
making that bridge, providing opportunities to do that, to open doors to those conversations.
Yeah. So I ask your listeners to pray for everybody today, particularly on the campus of Purdue, as we have dogs there and minister to students over the next days.
So they'll be there for a couple of days to to serve.
Yep. Yep, that's a large university there, and so we're working there through our Lutheran connections there and on campus with a fellowship of Christian athletes to be with students.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're very thankful for the work that you do to bring that mercy, that peace and comfort that you and all those who partner with Lutheran Church Charities to do that. Aside from all the tragedies that you have to work with, are there other things that are going on with Lutheran Church Charities these days?
Well, I mean, besides tornadoes, and we're doing a recovery down in Washington, Illinois, which is going good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot of what we do. I mean, we're out talking with groups all the time. I'm on my way up to Green Bay with a LWML conference up there that I'm speaking at. And so I always love the LWML. Those ladies, they just do a wonderful part in the kingdom and in the mission of the kingdom. I just, wherever I go with these LWML groups, they're just wonderful ladies. And so I look forward to being up there with them at their gathering and retreat. So we keep busy, but the disasters and crises are a major part of what we do.
Very much so.
So, and there hasn't been a shortage.
With about a minute left, anything, obviously we'll be including Lutheran Church Charities in our prayers. Anything else that we can be doing to support Lutheran Church Charities?
Well, I think it's, you know, we do dollar in, dollar out giving. So wherever we're deployed out or whatever in, you know, like in Washington, any support to help the people in Washington through us as dollar per dollar goes towards those needs through our church there, our Savior. Same way with when we travel with the dogs, you know, we never charge those we serve. So all of our people that travel, you know, if there's money that's given towards travel expenses, that helps them offset, you know, their gas costs and their hotels and food, because we, like I said, we never charge those we serve. So all that is helpful and makes it possible for us to go out and stay out and be there.
Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities, always good to talk with you here at KFUO.
You.
We always appreciate your time. Stay safe on your travels, and hopefully stay warm as well.
Okay. Bye. You know where I'm at right now, so I pray I will.
So, all right.
Okay, God's blessings with KFUO. You're doing a great job.
Thanks. Okay. Very good.
Okay, take care.
You too. Coming up in the next hour, we'll join together to study God's Word. Looking forward to doing that. It's we definitely need it. Today, we're going to study with Pastor Dwayne Schrader from Lutheran Church of Our Savior. Hope you can stick around.